coming up on episode number 699. Well, it's time for another edition of Originalville, where I present to you original versions of songs that you know better as covers. Tonight on the show, you'll hear songs that you know better by their Bangles, Eagles, and Edwin Starr versions. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, August 24th, 2010. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, Originalville. So I flipped the whole Coverville concept on its head for the last episode before we get to episode 700. You're going to hear originals only on tonight's show. You're going to hear the original versions of songs, like I said, that were made famous by the Eagles, the Bangles, Marianne Faithfull, for example. And we're going to kick things off, much like we did the very last episode of Coverville, the Madonna cover story. But instead of playing a cover of Ray of Light, I'm going to play the original version of Ray of Light tonight. This is Curtis Muldoon. Curtis Muldoon. I want to make sure I pronounce that right. With the original version of Ray of Light. Now, originally the song was called Sepharin, and was written by Curtis Muldoon. Well, after Madonna's child Lourdes was born, she went back into the studio and decided to work with William Orbit and Patrick Leonard on a new sound. This new sound was very successful for her, obviously, with the song Ray of Light. And when you hear the version that inspired it, the version that she covered, you're going to be blown away by the differences between the two. Here's Curtis Muldoon with his original version of Ray of Light, entitled Sepharin.
Shall need them through the testing year. suburban bedroom in a white suburban town. As she lay there neath the covers, dreaming of a thousand lovers, till the world turned to orange and the room went spinning round. Yeah. At the age of 37, she realized she'd never ride through Paris in a sports car with the warm wind in her head. And she let the phone keep ringing as she sat there softly singing pretty nursery rhymes she'd memorized in her daddy's easy chair. Her husband, he was off to work, and the kids were off to school, and there were oh so many ways for her to spend the day. She could clean the house for hours or rearrange the flowers or run naked down the shady street screaming all the way. At the age of 37, she realized she'd never ride through Paris in a sports car with the warm wind in her head. And she let that phone keep ringing as she sat there softly singing pretty nursery rhymes she'd memorized in her daddy's easy chair. The evening sun touched gently on the eyes of Lucy Jordan on the rooftop where she climbed when all the laughter grew too loud. And she bowed and curtsied to the man who reached and offered her his hand and led her down to the long white car that waited past the crowd. Yes. At the age of 37, she knew she'd found forever. As they rode along through Paris with the warm wind in her hair.
Everybody
going out to Harold, who recommended that one. That is Dancing in the Moonlight, originally there by Bafalongo from their 1970 album Beyond Your Head. The cover you're more familiar with was done by King Harvest, also as Sam pointed out, Top Loader did a version of that one as well. I'm trying to think of who else. There's another version out there that's fairly popular. Nothing as popular as the King Harvest version, though. Dancing in the Moonlight, originally by Bafalongo there. Before that, you heard the original version of a song made popular by Marianne Faithfull. It was written by Shel Silverstein, but recorded and performed there by Dr. Hook, who was the first person to release it. You'll find that on the very best of Dr. Hook, The Ballad of Lucy Jordan. And then we start off the set with Madonna's Ray of Light, which was originally Sepherin, which you heard there by Curtis Muldoon from the album Sepherin / Ray of Light. A great version there that is so different from the Madonna version, just with the whole, especially the chorus, the, you know, "and I feel like I just got home" and stuff like that. So totally different, those two versions. Well, Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audible, audible.com, a great place to get audiobooks. And obviously, you know, you're familiar with recorded media. You're familiar with listening to things either on your iPod, your MP3 player, maybe your phone, your Android device, your computer. However you're listening to Coverville, you would listen to audiobooks the same way with audible.com. And even better, there's a new app, a free app that you can download from iTunes or from the Android store, or I believe for the BlackBerry as well, that not only plays your audiobooks, but allows you to shop for new audiobooks, download them right to your device, check your listening history, all that stuff. Now, the app is free. You can go get that at wherever you get apps for your device. But for a free audiobook to put on there, you know, maybe you want to read the latest Stig Anderson. Maybe you want to read, or I'm sorry, Stig Larsson. Maybe you want to read something else popular and new. Well, it's really easy to do it. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/Coverville, and you can download a free audiobook to try out on whichever device you want to use it on. Again, that is audiblepodcast.com/Coverville. Want to quickly apologize for my voice here, by the way. You may have noticed I sound a little bit deeper, a little bit more congested. I'm actually getting over a cold on the outs of a cold here that just knocked me out yesterday on Sunday. Wasn't even planning on doing a show today, but decided that my voice sounded good enough that I could get a quick show out. And yeah, so anyway, there's an apology. For those of you Zelda fans, I'm at about 3.5 hearts out of my full 5, so definitely on the mend. All right, let's get to another request. This one suggested by Roger. A great original version of a song that you know better as an Edwin Starr classic, War. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. This original version comes from The Temptations, and you'll find it on the remastered version of Psychedelic Soul, which came out in 2003. You'll hear quite a few lyric changes in this one, especially in the chorus. Here's The Temptations with the original version of War.
Of innocent lives. War means tears in thousands of mothers' eyes. When their sons go off the fight and lose their life, I said,
war. What is it good for?
Absolutely. Say it again.
War. What is it good for?
Absolutely.
War.
It's nothing but a heartbreak. To all mankind, the a generation. Induction, then destruction. Who wants to die?
I'm gonna do fine. Don't worry about this heart of mine. I know I'll survive. Sure, I'll make it through.
Tina Turner with the original version of Don't Turn Around. You might be more familiar with the reggae version by Oswad or the more recent version by Ace of Base. But in any case, there's the original version right there, Tina Turner. You can find that one on the box set, The Collected Recordings 60s to 90s, which came out in 1994. A great, great resource for everything Tina Turner. Right there, including that great cover. I'm sorry, that great original version of Don't Turn Around. Really hard for me to not say cover when I'm announcing these, as you might expect. Before that, War by The Temptations from their Psychedelic Soul CD, which was remastered in 2003, covered and made famous by Edwin Starr. Let's get right to the last set of music here. And we're going to start off with a cover of a song that inspired a statue. Yes, if you go to the corner of Kinsley Avenue and West 22nd Street in Winslow, Arizona, you'll find a statue in front of a mural dedicated to this song. Behind the statue, like I said, there's a mural of the front of a hardware store. In the reflection of the windows of the hardware store, you'll find a flatbed Ford with a girl in the front seat, and in an upstairs window you'll find an eagle. Yes, I'm talking about Take It Easy, which was originally written and recorded by Jackson Browne for his 1973 album For Everyman and covered by the Eagles. Let's play that original version of the song. Not a huge difference between the Jackson Browne version and the Eagles. Of course, you've got Glenn Frey doing vocals on the Eagles version, but other than that, not a whole lot different. So here is Take It Easy by Jackson Browne.
She's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. A fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to have a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be. I'm climbing in to take it easy. Sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Man, you really miss that pop that happens right before the bum bum bum. When it's missing, it's really noticeable. That is Lollipop, the original version there by Ronald and Ruby from the 2009 collection Rare Rock and Roll Masters. Of course, it came out a lot earlier than that, but famously covered by the Cordettes, who added that pop, took out a lot of the reverb, a lot of the echo out of the track. I actually really like the drums with that reverb on them. Very cool. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Elvis's version of Blue Moon. Really, really cool sound to reverb drums like that. If She Knew What She Wants, right before that, covered by the Bangles, the original version right there by Jules Shear from The Eternal Return, which came out in 1985. Jules Shear, popular in his own right, but famous also for not just providing that song for the Bangles, but also the original version of All Through the Night, which was covered very famously by Cyndi Lauper. You heard that on the Cyndi Lauper cover story. Same performer there, Jules Shear. And then we start off the set with Take It Easy by Jackson Brown from his For Everyman album, which came out in 1973, the original version of a song that was popularized by the Eagles and even, like I said, inspired a street corner in Winslow, Arizona, to erect a statue and a mural in honor of the tune. Well, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville, this last episode of Coverville before we hit episode 700. Holy cow. For those of you who like Originalville, for those of you who like the Hall of Fame stuff that we did right before the countdown last year, for those of you who like all the different types of Coverville, cover stories, things like that, I think you're really going to enjoy episode 700 because there's a little bit of it in there for everything. That is going to do it until episode 700. If you want to get in touch with me, email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER or visit the weblog over at coverville.com for everything you need cover song related. Please diagram that sentence for me, would you? For everything you want in the world of cover songs, Coverville has got you covered, from a search engine to archives of every episode of Coverville, to a way you can even support the show by becoming a Coverville citizen. Tomorrow at 10 o'clock, I'm going to the printers to watch the first Coverville t-shirts, the first Coverville Citizen t-shirts come off the line. So those will get shipped out in short order to Coverville citizens who've just renewed for their 2010 to 2011 season. And that is going to do it for this edition. Until next time, until episode 700, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about does it for, or, I'm sorry, just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. See, I messed up and said, didn't say covers there because it's an Originalville episode, right? Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. You'll also find Coverville as part of the Frog Pants Ultra Feed. Check that out at frogpants.com.
Program so good, it's like you're there!